Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com.
I swear my sister is a demon. This is a true story, and I'm very afraid. My sister and I have always been close. We have never been apart until she went off to college. I'm a few years behind, so I won't be leaving for another 3 years. Despite the fact that we are 3 years apart, we are still very close. We share everything from clothes to makeup to even shoes. Well, when she came home last summer, she wouldn't share anything with me at all. Nothing. I begged and pleaded. At first, she just ignored me, and then she started complaining to Mom that I wouldn't leave her alone. Then she started keeping really odd hours. She would leave at 10 o'clock and then not come back until the morning, and she'd sleep all day. I told her that she was a slut because she was out sleeping with some guy, probably, and she just shrugged and walked away. Had I done that when she still lived here, she would have slapped me. When I followed her one night, I knew I would probably get into trouble, but I didn't care. She walked to the corner of the street about a block away, then got into the car with a bunch of guys. Creepy-looking guys. I think one even saw me, because when he turned around, he had glowing red eyes, and he peered at me. I know I heard the car stop, then, and I started running. I heard it peel out behind me, and I jumped into the bushes. Then when they drove by, they all laughed. I heard my sister yell, "Go home, little bitch!" That hurt. Bad. She was never mean like that. So I told Mom, and Mom said that since she was in college and on a scholarship, that it is time she figured things out for herself. It is so frustrating. Well, I know what she is now. She's a demon. Last night when she came home, those guys dropped her off, but it wasn't her who got out of the car. When she got out, her legs were longer, her hands were huge and longer. Her hair even looked longer. And then two big wings popped from behind her back. They shook a few times and then went inside of her body. It was then that I really realized she was totally naked and her skin was a reddish brown. Then she shook all over, from her hair to her feet, and almost magically, she was herself again in the clothes that she left in. I didn't wait. I ran back to the house screaming that she was a demon. Mom came in all concerned when Marjorie walked into the house, then told me to go to bed. After a few minutes, she comes in and her stomach looked really, really big. She looked at me and burped, and her eyes flashed yellow and red. I ran out and couldn't find Mom anywhere. I've been hiding around the house waiting for Mom to come home. I don't want to go out when Marjorie is out there, or she might hurt me. I have to find Mom, though. I'm scared. I don't know where she is. A couple of years ago, I went to a rehab in Southern California for alcohol and Xanax addiction. My family and friends were beginning to worry about me a lot. So if anything, I did it more for them than for me. Being there for almost 4 months, we all got pretty close. However, disaster struck and my roommate decided to hit the needle again. Needless to say, that was the last time he ever would, as he overdosed in his apartment, collapsed in his closet with a needle still in his arm. This is where some friends and I found him, motionless. We called 911 immediately, but it was unfortunately too late. A few weeks passed, and we were still living in the same apartment that he passed away in. Being newly sober and not really knowing what sober people do with their lives all day, we do a bunch of random shit to keep our minds out of our old habits. This night, we decided to use an Ouija board. We all sat in the living room and began. We said the prayer, put our hands on the planchette, and started asking routine questions and got nothing. About to quit, someone had the brilliant idea of going into our friend's room that had passed away. Sitting in that room, we pulled everything out again, redid the procedure and asked for, let's call him Brad. We asked, "Brad, are you still with us?" Amazingly, the planchette went to yes. Both a little freaked out and a little excited, we continued. We asked simple things like if he was okay, etc. All was okay until we asked Brad why he did it. The planchette went to B A D G N E. We thought about this for a while and asked, "Brad gone?" The planchette rapidly went to yes. "Who is this?" we asked. Silence. Angrily, I screamed, "Who is this?" The planchette moving like I've never seen it move before. Z-O, Z-O, Z-O. Over and over again. I had no clue what this was, but I turned to my friend and his face was white. When the planchette finally came to a rest, I asked my friend what was wrong. He stammered, "We need to quit. We need to stop this now." Being a huge tough guy, it was strange to me that he was so scared. "Stop being a pussy," I said jokingly. "That's Zozo, an Ouija board demon. He pretends to be a friend or family member and finally reveals himself." I took this in and kind of chuckled to myself. Oh, really? That friend took off and went back to his apartment while two of us stayed, taunting the demon and cussing him out. We finally asked what he wanted and the planchette shot straight at me. Terrified, I asked, "What do you want with me?" It took off in the directions of H, E, L, L, respectively. I stated, "You want me in hell?" It shot to yes. "Are you going to kill me?" The planchette stated yes. Getting a little freaked out now, I asked, "How are you going to kill me?" F, I, R. And the planchette shot towards one of our candles, knocking it to the floor, starting a small fire on the carpet. We quickly put it out, and as we were doing so, looked at the last letter on the planchette. It landed on E. Fire. Looking at this, we said goodbye on the Ouija board and burned that board the same night. I refused to sleep in that apartment again after that night and broke my sobriety soon after, going back to my home. This is not something that happened to me, but to my husband and his mother, when he was around 10 years old. We will call him Brett, his mother we will call Kim, and my brother-in-law we will call Mike. My husband moved around a lot when he was growing up. Kim was a single mother who left an alcoholic and abusive husband. Mike was an introvert, and my husband Brett was an outgoing all-American boy who always had to be doing something. They lived in 5 different homes and apartments in the same city, but the one mentioned most is a 2-story home for rent on Maple Crest Drive. A week after they moved in, small things started to happen. Things would get moved, water in the sinks would start running, and the lights would flicker on and off. They had electricians come in, plumbers, etc. They never found anything wrong. Things went on in this odd way for a while, but then more started happening. They would hear stomping on the stairs, appliances coming on by themselves, and shadows moving down the hall passing their bedroom doors. Then about 6 months from the time that they moved in, the shadows started coming into the bedrooms. Brett often woke to something moving in the corner of his room. He said that one night he was sleeping with his hand over the bed and something bit him. He would also hear whispers, but they did not come in clear enough for him to understand. Though the scariest things would happen to Kim. One night she woke up feeling like she was being choked. There was no one else in the room. She would be cleaning and something would pull her hair hard. But what she says is the scariest night was the night she was dragged down the hallway and down the stairs. Everyone thought she was crazy. They did not see the scratches or bruises or the mental strain Kim was going through. She went to the library and got this book on the paranormal. The book instructed to put flour or baby powder on the floor. The first night nothing happened, but the second night there were prints on the flour. They look like what a gorilla's fist looked like if you made it longer and put talons on the end. That next morning, they packed their bags and moved into an abused woman's shelter. They never figured out what it was, just that it terrorized Kim and Brent, but it left Mike alone.
Hey, it's Spooky Boo. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed that story, head on over to my website at www.scarystorytime.com and leave a comment. Also, I'd love to hear your scary stories. Send me a story by submitting it to my webpage at scarystorytime.com and I'll read it to everybody on the podcast. I'm going to head on over and watch Creature Features now. I'd love it if you join me at www.creaturefeatures.tv.